This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to restrict when public employers can require their workers to sign non-disclosure agreements has cleared its first committee in the state Senate. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Senate Bill 53 would ban counties, cities, school districts, and other government entities from requiring people to sign non-disclosure agreements as a condition of their employment. Republican Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer from Weld County is the main sponsor.
We shouldn't be muzzling employees or muzzling government officials as well. This is taxpayer funds. This should be out in the light.
NDAs would be allowed in limited cases for certain privacy reasons. Supporters of the change include the ACLU and the Colorado Broadcasters Association, which Colorado Public Radio belongs to. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Hundreds of elementary schools and child care centers are getting their water tested for lead. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
So far, nearly 1,000 child care centers and 900 schools have signed up to test for lead in drinking fixtures to meet a new state law. The Test and Fix program aims to make drinking water safer for kids. Jen Filanowicz, who directs the Ruth Washburn Cooperative Nursery School in Colorado Springs, says the instructions were simple.
They really laid it out easily, made it super fast and easy to do. We did it as soon as it was available. We just wanted to know.
Drinking water fixtures must be tested by the end of May. The state provides funding to reduce lead levels if they're too high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state's so-called Good Samaritan law for people who report overdoses could expand under a bill at the state capitol. The proposal would protect someone from prosecution if they're caught with a small amount of fentanyl while getting help for someone who is overdosing. It would also extend protections to someone who provided the drugs that caused the overdose if they report it and stay at the scene to help emergency responders. That bill gets a first hearing today. It's partly cloudy along the Front Range with snow on the way tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.